Hey, everybody. I'd like to welcome you today. We're talking with Michelle Rankin, and Michelle is a health coach, and she'll talk about what kind and what types of stuff she does. But Michelle is really a superstar. She used to be selling stuff for a very low price, and then immediately, or when we were able to start working together, decided she wanted to charge what she was worth and increased her pricing by a ton. And has done very well. She has, as of this recording, this is on the 12th of the month. By the 10th, she already hit $10,000 and has built up to that and hasn't spent a lot on ads, maybe, I don't know, 30, 50 a day. And so what we're going to do is we're going to chat and give you her site in case you want to see her or meet her or whatever, and we'll go from there. So welcome, Michelle. And why don't you give me a bit of your background? Let's talk about you or what you've been doing, what you're trying to do, what didn't work. Go from there.
Okay. Well, that's a loaded question. Okay. So I have a background in traditional marketing and ended up going into network marketing simply to pay for two adoptions. We're an adoptive family and I wanted to stay home, and that seemed like a pretty good way to do that. So I was really coming into this from the model of quantity over quality, I guess, because I was selling, I had to sell a lot of product to make enough money to pay for two adoptions. So at some point in there, I just decided that I wanted to kind of pursue my lifelong passion of health coaching. And I was already doing that a little bit in the sense that, when people were having a weight struggle, their business struggled, it was very directly proportionate. So I sort of jumped off by starting to help my own team members out, and then that grew and grew and grew as more people started to see their success. So fast forward a couple of years later, I decided to make the leap into, really truly owning my own time and my own business. And, because it was still, network marketing is a good industry, but I was still, at the mercy of the parent company, right? So I jumped over to health coaching, and I figured I've, been pretty successful at everything else I've ever set my mind to, in my life. This shouldn't be too hard to figure out. Well, I bought a few online courses, and then I bought a few more online courses, and I went through the information. It wasn't a lack of, going through, but they were so full of theory, right? It was like, I remember I bought this course that was called The Course to End All Courses. It sounds so intense, right? $2,500 later, literally, I had like 400 modules of you could do this, you could do this, you could do this.
Right.
And so I was starting to lose some sleep because, my network marketing check was plummeting and I was accruing a lot of Visa debt because I had all these courses and I wasn't getting to the place where I could make money. Well, then that kind of all got mixed up mentally as far as like, well, maybe this is harder than I thought. Maybe I'm not capable because I didn't have a roadmap. I didn't have a plan. And so I had been on your list quite some time, and I was waiting for the point at which I would hit, needed help with Facebook marketing. And I hit that point, and I reached out to you and realized when we visited that there was a whole lot more pieces that I needed to get in line that, before I started running Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
So, took the plunge, followed my instinct. So glad I did. You got me straightened around. And it took me a couple months to get, kind of all the background stuff done that I should have been doing, that all those other courses should have helped me do. But once we got that online, I have my numbers here. First month, I made $4,597. So
okay,
I was
so
on the other end of all my credit cards.
$4,597. Oh, okay, $4,597. Perfect, yeah?
Yep. Okay, my second month was $8,349.
Nice.
My third month was $9,391. There's an upward trend here. And so this is my fourth month of implementing all of your, teachings and training. And I hit, that 10K in actually 24 hours. So that's where I am this month. Pretty excited.
Right, and 12 days in now, hopefully we'll break 20K. And so, but you did something very bold that most people won't even think about doing, is you put your old, when you started in your health coaching stuff, your pricing was like $120, and then you went to like 3,000% higher, like it was 120 and
right.
So it's not like you're selling $14 ebooks.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I put together this pretty, you know, comprehensive course. And what matters, which you taught me, is the transformation you take people through, right? Not the information you give them. It's the transformation. So I had this pretty massive course, and I was selling it for $149. And I sold like maybe 100 of them just on my face, my personal Facebook wall. And then realized right away that when I tried to run some ads the next month or try to go, you know, figure out the cold market side of it, that selling to your own Facebook profile and selling to cold market is a very different deal. Well, I only have so many friends, right? Pretty much all of them had bought it from me. So what I really learned in the process, I don't know if this is a kind of a tangent, but when I sold that many for $149, there wasn't enough of me to go around to help, and I did them a massive disservice. I actually really regret that because I couldn't help them other than the big group setting. And that's the trouble that I'd had all along, was I would bought all these courses in these big groups, you know, a couple thousand dollars for these big courses. And then there was no one to help me because they'd sold too many of them. And so now that I'm offering this as high ticket, I'm happier. My people are happier. They're getting even better results because I'm working with them, you know, in more of a one-on-one kind of setting. And it just, it's a relief, you know. It's, you realize that you're not being true to anyone when you sell, you know, 100 and you don't even know who bought it from you. You know what I mean? You got a list on your wall. You don't know their, you know, who really they are. But, you know, when I'm bringing in 4, 5, 6 people a month, I can really get them the results that I'm, you know, promising them and setting out to do.
Well, yeah, not only that, you need a lot less traffic because, like, how much do you spend on ads a month right now, 30 or a day?
28. I think I'm at 28.
Okay, and that's gone up. Like, it was lower.
Yeah, I think I started at 15, 10 or 15.
Okay, so that, yeah, like, exactly. So, I mean, your numbers are unbelievable. 28 per day. Okay, so, yeah, so that is basically 10, you pretty much, yeah, 10 times your money. So,
oh, yeah.
Exactly. And so, and just for everybody to listen, Michelle's in, like, the health coaching. She works with people in ketosis, right?
Yeah, low carb. Uh-huh. Really what matters is the working through all of our kind of limiting beliefs, but the end goal being, healing through a low carb diet.
Well, and are you the only person on the internet doing stuff about low carb diet?
No, not even remotely, right? No.
Well,
I think the reason that I went with the business name I have, which is Low Carb Cave Girl. I knew I wanted to do low carb or keto, but I looked at, you know, back in 2015 or whatever, the most searched term on the internet was low carb. That was like literally the number one search term in all of 2015, I think.
Right, right. Well, exactly. And so my whole point is like, you know, you're only spending $28 a day, you're already hit, you're over $10,000 a month. And so by doing it the way you're doing it, you don't have to spend a ton of money on ads. And that's the cool thing. So how can anybody find out about you? Like, what's your site? I'll put it in a link here, I guess, but under this interview. But how can people find out more about you if they're interested in kind of your services?
Sure. The easiest would just be my home site, which is lowcarbcavegirl.com. And you'll be able find my webinar and lots of information on that page.
Lowcarbcavegirl.com. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much again, and look forward to hearing more record months.
Man, Jason, thank you. I can't thank you enough. I'm just one more thing. And then if I hadn't found you, I would have chalked it up to a very good 3-year attempt that I couldn't figure out. And I'd be back trading my time for dollars in a massage practice I would have never gotten here without your help. So thank you.
Well, you're so welcome, and it's been great to help you, and thanks again for chatting today, and so appreciate that. And everybody, head over there if you can check Michelle's site out there, lowcarbcavegirl.com, and the link will be below this video, and have a good day, everybody. Oh, well.